Wow, good news indeed.
Yes.
So I would like to ask you to join me. The third reading is in the bulletin. And I'd ask you to think as we read the passage from John. Think that the I is God. And you, as an individual and as a member of this community, are the you that you're speaking. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, bear much fruit, because without me, you are unable to do anything. To God, what is going to happen and what exists now are the same thing. In fact, for God, the whole of eternity is here and now. Ain't that good news? So, this may seem hard for you to believe, but the three of us speaking here today did not talk to each other. And I was struck as I sat listening to John and to Carla that, in fact, the Holy Spirit moves here among us, and especially in this place. Back when we started this group in January, I had just been laid off from my job, which was good news in an odd kind of way. And my first question to myself back then was, who in his and or her right mind wants to wake up to spiritual life? As we moved through the tasks week after week, I kept coming back to that fundamental question. Do I really want to wake up? Really? Some weeks the tasks seemed redundant. Isn't this one the same as last week's? Do I have to do this again? Didn't I learn this before? In fact, didn't I learn this before several times? Then I'd hit one of the tasks, and Carla spoke of one that for me was also a challenging one that I keep going back to, and it would make me relive the whole sequence and go, thank you, John. My message today takes its inspiration from task 8, living in the present. Some of you may have read Jill Bolte Taylor's book, My Stroke of Insight. It's worth watching on YouTube as she describes her stroke in December of 1996. Hearing a PhD neuroanatomist, Harvard trained, describe her experiencing studying her brain from the inside out during the 4 hours of her stroke is amazing. She describes the two halves of the brain as having different personalities. The right brain thinks in pictures. It learns kinesthetically through the body moving in space. It takes in the sights, the sounds, the smells, the tastes, the textures of this moment, here, now. Dr. Taylor describes the personality of our right brain as an energy being consciously connected to each other as one human family. In this moment, right here, right now. And she uses the words, we are perfect, we are whole, we are beautiful. By contrast, our left brain, the serial processor, thinks linearly, methodically, analytically. It's the half that associates and categorizes everything, remembers that we wanted to buy bananas and milk on the way home. And everything we have learned is part of what it pieces up, digs into the details, and projects, often not pleasantly, into the future. It's where our demons live. Our left hemisphere thinks in language. It is the hemisphere that says, I am. It causes us to be aware of ourselves as an individual, as a separate being, separate from everyone else. So it's our right mind that lives in the present, where Swedenborg tells us that for God, the whole of eternity is. And what is our left brain doing during this time? It's asking questions. Some of you may recall Rich Toffel's sermon here in this space in November 2007, entitled Asking the Wrong Question. And for those of you who missed it or want to hear it again, it's on the church's website, thanks to Fred. Rich reminded us in that sermon that in this faith tradition, in this sanctuary, we ask questions. It's not okay to ask questions in this denomination. Nope. It is absolutely required that we ask questions. If we don't ask questions, we don't grow spiritually, because we don't grow in our understanding. We don't grow, period, because we can come to a true faith only through wrestling with our questions and finding the answers, finding our own answers, and acting on our new understanding. One way of describing the stages of spiritual growth is described by Robert Kirvan. He describes our initial state as unconscious incompetence. We don't know, we aren't aware. We must first wake up, and that means we must first want to wake up. Once we're awake and working, we develop conscious incompetence. We become aware of our deficiencies and of our faults. We notice. We start to work on our spiritual growth. In the terms used in our spiritual growth group, we start working the tasks. And in doing them, our discernment expands and our intention to do better engages. And we become consciously competent. When we think about it, we can do what our intention tells us to do. We can do the right things right. Eventually, our new practice becomes habit, and we become unconsciously competent. We've arrived at our goal. On this one facet, we have taken one ever so tiny step along this eternal path. And from our new vantage point, we see new faults, and the process begins anew. Becoming aware, repenting, the first R. Working on the tasks, training ourselves to discern a better way, to intend to do right, we reform, the second R. And eventually we behave this new way without thinking. It's become second nature, regeneration, the third R. So as Carla mentioned, today is Father's Day. It's the first day of summer. And for those of you who remember true Christian religion, it is also the Sunday closest to what is called in our sister denomination, New Church Day, June 19th. As we begin this summer season, let us remember a very simple prescription for spiritual growth and well-being. PRN, which there has to be an error in everything. I inadvertently wrote take as directed. What PRN, pro re nata, means is take as needed. Let us recall that the Lord promises us that if we remain in God, in Him, we will bear much fruit, and that for God, the whole of eternity is here and now. So let's start off this new season the right way. Take the time to rest, become aware, repent. Take time to relax, practice new ways of being, reforming. And let us truly recreate the founding word of recreation. Recreate ourselves, regenerate, that we may become fully ourselves, fully human. I don't know that Albert Einstein was a Swedenborgian, but Albert Einstein said, I must be willing to give up what I am in order to become what I will be. The border on the walls of the fireside room where this class meets, the ones beginning, nunc licet, now it is permitted, permitted to enter with reason and understanding, with loving intention, into the mysteries of faith. Now we can choose to grow, to become fully human, living and acting from both our right and our left brains, connected, individual, unique, beautiful, whole, and holy. So take as needed the three R's of spiritual growth. May each of us pray our lives, live our prayers, and grow in conscious competence. Amen.